Hello, and thank you for holding. My name is John. I'm the Regional Pricing Director. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
Hey, not bad over here. Every day is a blessing. I can't complain about that.
Amen. Amen.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And so, am I speaking with Randy? Is that right?
Yes.
Beautiful. It's a pleasure, Randy. So, talk to me, Randy. I see that you're already a part of our team here.
Yeah,
how can I help
you? For over 2 years, I got multiple accounts, but I just started a new business in a new field.
Okay, beautiful.
And,
congratulations. Yeah.
Yeah, so just got the paperwork in the mail. I'm not in the mail, but in the email today for my new locksmith business. So I want to get a website. I want to get the Google Map. And eventually, after we do all that, I want to get the Google Guaranteed as well, like my other businesses.
Okay, perfect. So now, do you want to do all this as a whole package all together, or are you want to do one at a time? How do you want to do this? You tell me.
Well, I know you can't get the Google Guaranteed until you get the Google Map first, right?
You can do it at the same time, yeah, as a bundled service. And, yeah, because Google Guaranteed takes a little little ways to make it happen.
Right,
about
so
four
that's
seconds,
why
it
takes a while. That's why usually I wait for the Google Guaranteed, so after I get the Google the Google Map verified.
Got it, okay.
Then we can do Google Guaranteed, you know what I'm saying?
Sounds like a plan. All right, so we'll make sure.
What I want right now is a website, social media.
Okay.
And a Google.
Okay, so that package, if I can get it to the lowest pricing here, is the $249 package here, I believe. So let me see here.
Well, your prices went up. I used to pay $199.
No. $249 is our lowest package. Let me. Well, that's with the social media though. So yeah, Facebook is included with that. We pour 100 of those dollars, not additional, but that will go invested into your company for your target marketing ads already. So that's already included. And that includes getting, so you got the local map section on Google. It'll have Yelp, Bing, Apple products as well too, and also your Facebook target marketing ads with the Facebook page for that one.
How much is it without the Facebook, without the social media?
Without the social media, it'd be $199.
All right, so let's do it without the social media.
Okay.
Matter of fact,
perfect.
Go for the whole thing. Do the whole thing. Do the whole thing. Matter of fact, do the whole thing.
$249 one? Okay.
Yeah.
Again, I just want to make sure I'm helping you in the right way you need it, man. All right. So, give me 1 second.
Matter of fact, no, do the $199. I can do it on my own Facebook. Do the $199.
You sure? Because if you do your own Facebook, just know that what happens with Facebook, they don't do target marketing ads. So it can kind of...
I never got any money off those target ads anyway.
Really?
Okay. A little bit of money. It doesn't do anything anyway. It's just a waste. You know, you got to spend much more than $100 to get something more for it. When you do ads like that, those quick ads, I never got a call at all from none of my businesses from
really?
From
okay. So then, yeah. If it's not working, let's not do it. All right. So $199 package on it. Now... What phone number to this new business would that be?
Oh, man, I got to get it. I have to get a number, actually.
Okay, so let me see if we can...
How about we can do 570-308-3120.
Okay, give me 1 second here. And what's the name of the company?
Discount. Last
Discount. Locksmith.
Of Wilkes-Barre.
Of Wilkes.
3120.
All right. Can you spell Wilkes-Barre for me? Because I'm horrible with spelling.
W-I-L-K.
Uh-huh. Yep.
E-S-B-A-R-R-E.
E-A-R-R-E. I would have never spelled that correctly. Okay. Give me one moment here. I'm pulling up everything. I work fast, but I like to make sure I do everything correctly first time. All right. Oh, got my alarms going off here. Oh. Man, I just traveled to that area not too long ago. That's pretty wild. Okay. All right, let's go ahead and pop this open now. It should be created. Bada bing, bada boom. And Randy, I want to make sure I have everything correct there. Boom, Thompson, T-H-O-M-P-S-O-N, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, and the best email address, I can make sure I send this invoice and everything information to you as well.
DiscountLocksmith@Wilkes-Barre@gmail.com
All right, Wilkes-Barre@gmail.com Okay. Oh, I spelled that wrong. Bam, bam, boom. Okay, and then the phone number, I'm going to repeat that number back just to make sure I got it right. I got 570-378-3120. Is that right?
Yep.
All right, and is that the number for your customers only, or is that for us to contact you as well?
You can contact me on my regular number, 516-303-4986. That's the number for the business.
Okay, got it. Is that a cell phone, though? I just want to make sure.
It's a business line, yeah. It can be anywhere. I can bring it in. I can say to anywhere.
Okay, cool. And then next part, so I have the business name and everything. I got the business name as Discount Locksmith of Wilkes-Barre. Now,
yeah.
The address for that one, because as you know, you've been through this plenty of times, Google does require to have a physical address to be verified, does not require it to be showcased to the public, though. So my first question is, what's the physical address I could put in for that verification?
436.
Mm-hmm.
438.
Wait, 438? Okay.
Yep. 438 okay. South River Street.
River Street. Okay. Boom, boom. And the zip code is 18702. Is that right?
Yes.
All right. Beautiful. And we're going to be getting a website for you as well. So let's make sure that's good.
And Salim, we're going to get Salim on that.
Yes, sir. We're going to make sure we ramp this thing up real good for you. Now, to get that website going, I do have to set up a technician call for it, so that way we're not just developing a regular website and saying, here you go. I want to make sure that...
Right. So can you have Salim call me? Because me and Salim already been talking on it because we just finished working on my other website.
I can put in a request for that, yeah, and I'm pretty sure she'll probably answer to it for sure. All right. Let me put this here. And before I forget, did you want me to keep that address hidden, or did you want me to go ahead and showcase that?
Hidden, because that's the house. I don't want people coming to the house. We're going to be a service business.
Please keep address hidden. Okay. Next request. Yeah, so she's amazing. All right, cool. Let me go ahead and get her. Boom. Okay. And then as far as your hours of operations, how would you like to showcase that one?
For that 24-7.
Man doesn't sleep. I love it. All right. And then how far out, far as radius? I mean, I can put it this, that radius for the 199 package goes about 15-mile radius in any direction. Is that still okay?
What do you mean? What is this radius? What do you mean?
So the difference is between the 199 package and, again, now you know I don't beat around a bush, man. I want to make sure you know exactly what you're getting and how we work. So 199 package goes about 15-mile radius in any direction, right? Now, that's how far it reaches. For Google, yes, sir. No matter what being listed on that first page. For the 249 package with the Facebook, that one goes to a 50-mile radius in any direction. So about like an hour, 10, 15-minute drive.
I don't understand. What does that have to do with a map listing? What does that have to do with the radius? I never seen that on it's not an edit.
So
what is that covering? What does that mean? 50 I have multiple maps right now, but I don't know what the radius is on them.
Yeah, no, you're fine. So it's just pretty much saying. Yeah. So it's pretty much saying how far out do you travel for the work type of feel, right? That's what it's going.
Yeah, we travel more than 50 miles already.
Ah, got it. Okay. And we'll make sure that website is being showcased everywhere then, okay? So the next part is, how do you accept payment from your customers? Do you accept cash, check?
Cash, card, or check, yep.
Okay, perfect. And check. Boom. And I'm assuming the business is licensed or insured or no? I do have to ask that question, sorry.
About in the process.
In the process, got it. Okay.
Yep.
Boom, and that's going to be an issue. It's not going to problem at all. Okay, and then boom. Right, and then now the next part is on the card that we're using, because I don't see anything saved on there. Okay, partner. So I hope you don't mind. I know it's repeating a lot of things on there. The name that's on the card, is it just the Randy Thompson, or is there a middle initial as well?
Randy A. Thompson.
Randy A. Thompson, it is. Okay. And before I accept any payment, I want to make sure I go over that part with you as well, too, okay? So the voice verifications, you're protected on net pricing for this company. Now, as far as keywords, I want to make sure they're starting on something here as well, so they're not starting from scratch when they speak with you. What's some services for this company here that you always want to be found for, hands down, like no matter what, if they type something in?
Card lockouts.
Okay.
Locksmith near me, home lockouts. Home rekeys.
Keys, got it.
That's about it for right now as far as services.
Okay, I'll put it in parentheses. You may want to add more. That way they bring it up and see if they find something even stronger to, you know, get you listed as well, too. One second. Pow. Beautiful. Okay. And then next part for your technician call for the onboarding for this company and website and everything like that. We are closed for the rest of the week here until Monday. Do you have an hour window to speak with them on Monday to go ahead and go over that website?
Sure.
Okay, what time works better for you, morning or evening, though?
Morning.
Morning it is. I get as early as 10 a.m., 10 to 11. Would that work for you?
Yep.
All right, beautiful. Let me go ahead and put that in right now. And I'll send you an email right now with a Google invite. All you need to do is hit yes on your side, and Randy, they'll hit yes on their side for the technicians, and that way they show you that they are committed to this meeting. If you need to reschedule by any means, as you know, communication is key in this, so make sure to let us know. We'll be happy to accommodate for that, okay? Now, it's coming from jseo@localsplash.com. Let me know once you got that.
Got it.
Beautiful. And I'm putting a reminder form right now, too. Bada bing, bada boom. Everything's looking good. Okay. Once you're done with that, let me know. Oh, I see it right now already. Perfect. Okay, so the next part is the recording to protect you and your pricing. If you have any questions, please let me know, okay? Stop me in my tracks and ask. That's my job, all right? But I will ask a few questions in the beginning just to get you verified, so try to answer as clearly as possible. You ready?
Yes.
All right. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Discount Locksmith of Wilkes-Barre.
Beautiful. And please state your name and title within the business.
Randy Thompson, owner.
All right. And, of course, you're authorized to enter on this agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
All right. And, of course, you're the authorized user on the billing of this account as well, correct?
Yes.
All right. To get results as fast as possible, it's important you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. Now, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
All right. And last question. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
All right. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today on July 3rd in the non-refundable amount of $199. This will be a recurring payment, so when the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the same day of the third of each month at the same price of $199. Now, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting the client support at the 877
number. Can we start that from the 10th? Because since you guys are closed this whole week, I'm getting a whole week of nobody working.
No, they're going to be working now, actually. So that's why I sent it over as we were talking on the phone here. All this information, keywords, already putting in the algorithms to be already set on stone. Now, for the website part, that part, they wanted you to gather some pictures and testimonials, send it over to us, and they'll be able to go ahead and get that going as well, too. But they definitely want to confirm with you on Monday to make sure we're doing things right. So that'll be your first meeting to say, hey, listen, we got this already in algorithms, put it in place. We have your tracking system ready to go, just in case you need to review on that, and also go over the website.
I don't think that's what I'm saying, though. If this wasn't a holiday, somebody would call me tomorrow, and we start working on my website tomorrow. But since it's a holiday, this is what's slowing it down. So I'm still paying for this week. I don't want to go a whole week. I want a regular week. I want a regular week. I'm paying a week. I'm paying for 4 weeks. And this week right here is not a full, it's not a full week because it's a holiday. So
let me do this. Yeah, you are a current customer, and very strong one. Let's do this. If you don't mind waiting on the phone with me for 2 seconds here, I can request to have today if you'd like, if we have available right now, if that works. That would that working. Yeah, because they just don't accept further calls from now, right, if that makes sense to you. So let me ask right now. All right, I just got approval for that right away. I see that you've been a really good customer with us, sir, and we appreciate your business. So I want to make sure we're attending to everything that you need, all right? So I'm getting a time right now, since we can go ahead and see if we fit it in with you and your schedule today and rock and roll with that. So give me 1 second. Kind of waiting for a reply on there. And then while we're waiting for that as well, Randy, as far as the card information, is it to the same billing address for that card, though, that we'll be using? Or is it a different address?
It's a different 438. Different address.
Different address. Okay, what address would that be?
120 Regent Street, REGENT.
Mm-hmm.
Same place, Wilkes-Barre, PA, same zip code, 18702.
Perfect. And then I want to make sure you feel comfortable. I'll make sure to get the time schedule first before we even put any information on the card, okay? And then as far as the security question, now you have 3 choices. You could do mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or first pet's name. Which would you like to use?
City I was born in, New York.
Get out of here, really? Okay. All right. Same for me. All right.
You know how much longer this is going to be? I got to really take off some.
No, yeah, I'm just waiting for that reply real quick to make sure we schedule it in today. But they already got the approval to say yes today. I just want to make sure you're okay with that time schedule.
Yep.
All right, perfect. Do you have time at 3 o'clock from 3 to 4?
Sure.
3 to 4 it is. Okay, so I'll put it in for right now. Or actually, let's see here. Yep, yep. So today, let me reschedule that right now, send that email to you, and we'll be all set. Or actually, let's do it sooner if we can. Two to three. Would that be okay with you?
Yep.
Okay, perfect. Thank you, sir. I appreciate your patience on that. 11, boom, 7-11 for them. Okay, resaving that there. I'll fix that in there. Next part is the card that we're using today. Is it a Master, Visa, American Express, or Discover?
Visa.
Visa, okay. And ready for the card number when you are, sir.
4315.
Mm-hmm.
700. 0406.
Okay.
7468.
All right. And expiration on that?
0528.
Okay. And last but not least, the security code?
479.
All right. And before I process, I'd like to refresh this real quick here. It's consistent with card entered. Card number was... Let's see.
Card number what?
So the card number I put in and everything, it says it's to a different card, possibly. Is it a Visa or a Master?
Visa. 4315-770-0406-7468.
Yeah. 528-479. Let me do it again here. Last thing here. Let me refresh. Okay, 4315-770004, and it doesn't show me the rest. All right, Randy, third time for the charm, just the card number, not the expiration or anything like that. Last one, I think I found it.
4315-770-0406-7468.
Okay, there we go. Perfect. Next part here, I'm going to process the payment for $199. Stay on the phone with me. I want to make sure you see that invoice. It should be coming as a text and an email. And then, of course, as you know, previously working with us before, you'll just see that you're going to find first and last name with the middle initial as well, okay? But let me know once you get that text message.
What number is it getting texted to?
So it should be texting to the other number, though, actually, if that's what it's going to do. But the email in there is the most important one. Can you check your email really quick for me?
Yeah, I got it. Updated invitation, initial invoice, got it.
Perfect. Initial invoice. Now, in there is to accept your subscription terms. Click on that, and that's where we're getting the sign there.
Yeah, so the number for the business is 308-3120, but I want them to contact me through my regular phone number, though.
Okay, I'll make sure of that then. Yes, sir. You should bring it to that username and password.
Hold on.
Sure.
Did everything. I don't know what they're waiting for. What am I waiting for now? I put my name. I put the date.
Oh, first name, middle initial, last name, and then you should be able to go from there.
Matt, I don't see where it says, like, to accept or go.
Turn your phone sideways.
Okay, I got it.
There we go.
All right, I got it. Beautiful. It just took me to school. It took me to my discount garage door page, but it's all right.
All right, yeah. Okay. All right, sir. So we're all set. I'll have them give you a call a little bit later here today. I appreciate your patience and your time, sir.
That'll be Celine calling me for the website?
So Celine will be doing the website part. Yes, sir.
Will Celine be calling me or someone else?
I put in a request for Celine to go ahead and do that, but I'm not sure if she's already booked for this part here. But as far as the website, she's going to be working on that. I already put the request in here for you as well.
I'm going to email her and let her know I put it in already.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
You're most welcome. All right, sir. Well, congratulations. We'll talk to you soon. Okay, Randy?
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Bye.